Walk into a veteran's hospital anywhere in the country or overseas, and you'll likely be greeted by a person with a clipboard.
Hi, my name is Leslie. I'm recruiting patients for the Million Veteran Program. It's a nationwide research study we're doing to study.
That's Leslie Sim, who's standing inside the VA hospital in Long Beach, recruiting people to join the Million Veterans Program, a project that's aiming to be the single biggest collection of genetic data in U.S. history. Recruiting's happening in more than 1,700 veteran healthcare facilities around the world, aimed at getting 1 million veterans to sign up. The end goal? Finding genetic explanations for our worst diseases. For the moment, in Long Beach, that massive recruiting effort is focused on a former Marine who's just walked in the door.
They asked me that I want to join the MVP program, and I told them that I'd be willing to help.
The Marine, Kelvin Galloway, served in Fallujah twice before leaving the service and moving back to Long Beach. He tells Sim he's happy to help and starts flipping through the survey.
This right here is asking for height and weight, and it says, what best describes the color of your skin without tanning? That's the first time I heard that, so.
Height, weight, skin color, these are the kinds of genetic characteristics contained in a tiny portion of Galloway's DNA. He, and you and I, have roughly 3 billion genetic building blocks in our DNA, and the vast majority of those building blocks are identical from person to person. Dr. Timothy Morgan is the lead investigator for Million Vets at the VA Long Beach. He explains it's that 0.02% of our DNA that is different that researchers are interested in.
These little pieces of DNA, these selected little pieces, are the ones that are most likely to predict your likelihood of getting a disease or living long or getting a heart attack or getting cancer in particular.
Morgan says researchers know that our DNA contains information on why some people get heart disease or diabetes or Alzheimer's and others don't. What they lack, he says, is enough data to decode that information. That's where a million veterans come in.
I think this is revolutionary for medical science.
Revolutionary because not only does the VA have more than 7 million people in its healthcare system, it has extensive medical histories for each patient. While patients in the private sector tend to hop from provider to provider, veterans generally enter the VA system at an early age and stay in it until they die.
What the VA has that nobody else in the world has is a very powerful medical record system.
So take a million DNA samples and link them up with a million searchable records, and you end up with a treasure trove of data. Basically, the program creates a massive warehouse of information that outside researchers can then request access to. You might think that since veterans are overwhelmingly male, the data might not be diverse enough. But human geneticist and USC professor Pragna Patel says veterans actually do make a really good sample pool.
They represent a cross-section of the U.S. population in terms of ethnic ancestry. So that's important. Second, they're afflicted with the same common ailments such as heart disease, depression, emphysema as the general populace is. And so the information gained from studying them can be applied to everybody.
Imagine this. One day you go to your doctor, they take a blood sample and then run it through a machine, and right there on the spot, they can tell you if you're at risk for certain diseases. Before you leave the office, they've come up with a prevention plan for you and maybe even prescribed you medications that are custom designed for your genetic code. Patel says that's one thing doctors hope could come from the research done with this data.
We've been practicing medicine as a one-size-fits-all, but really there's enough precedence now to show that different individuals respond quite differently to drugs.
So forecasting diseases based on your genetic code and custom-designed pharmaceuticals to fit them are still a ways off. Right now, the Million Veterans Program is busy gathering more samples. The program recently enrolled its 400,000th participant. Program leaders say they're about 2 years away from reaching their goal of 1 million. I'm John Ismay reporting.